Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
And joining us now to discuss said piece, our pal who you can hear on the weekends, who joins just about every show possible to talk basketball, football, and more, the one and only Megan Onalini. Hi, Mego.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
What's up, Mego? We are doing wonderful. We're so happy to have you right now. And I just want to, can you tell me from your perspective how you felt hearing all of the hype surrounding Efton Chisholm versus what you may have seen and then ultimately what you heard from his college and his high school coach, and did it live up to it? Did everything get into, as the Sox say, alignment?
It's been kind of a wave, I feel like. Like, it comes in waves so far with this Chisholm kid where, as Ted said, during OTAs, he's somebody who you just started, I found myself taking more in notes, like, who's 86? 86 again, that Chisholm kid again. And a lot of it was with the second team, the second string reps. But then on the very last day of OTAs, when Kendrick Bourne was absent, he gets bumped up into some first string reps and actually catches a target from Drake May. And I think that's that day when he had 7 targets and he didn't drop a single pass. A lot of us looked at each other and were like, okay, they might have something with this kid. Like, he was a little bit on the radar going into, you talk about free agency and the draft, he's undrafted, but he was a pretty highly sought after undrafted free agent and actually signed a pretty rich contract of guaranteed money, like over about $250,000 with the Patriots. Other teams reportedly wanted him. So then you get into minicamp. I would say minicamp was a little quieter for him. I agree with Ted, especially the second day they were inside and the whole offense, I thought it looked like they took a step back in on that day in particular. But again, they're inside, so like everything was kind of a crazy chaotic mess. All collectively though, it was enough where I was like, okay, I kind of want to talk to coaches from this kid's background to see what do they think? You know, is he somebody who is just, ooh, he goes out there, he's a hard worker, he always looks like he's given 100%, but his natural talent is not going to get him to the next level of actually making the 53-man roster? Or is there a realistic shot from their perspective, especially his college coach from Eastern Washington, because that coach was with the program when Kendrick Bourne was a receiver there, and of course when Cooper Kupp was a receiver there.
Mego, in talking about your piece, can you give us a little bit of the profile of the parties who you did talk to about Efton Chisholm, and did they share any similarities in terms of how they talked about this guy?
Yeah, so I talked to his college coach, Aaron Best, from Eastern Washington, and he's been with that program since 2000. And then what I thought was kind of a interesting relationship that Efton Chisholm has is his high school coach is this guy, Michael Bumpus, who was a Seattle Seahawks wide receiver, and he was actually an undrafted free agent himself who made the roster there in 2008, actually caught a touchdown pass from Matt Hasselbeck back then. And he had this really interesting perspective where he's known Efton since sixth grade, trained him at his local gym that is sports specific, and then happened to be his high school coach at the same time. And that's where that quote that is the headline of the piece, best kid I ever coached. I mean, he was over the moon about him. I think his college coach definitely has the perspective of, hey, I've seen guys come through here who at least are a level of talent where they're going to get a shot in the pros. And I put Efton in that category. His high school coach is like, it's going to take a ton of work. He called it a battle from here on out. But the makeup of this kid is the person who just goes out and works the hardest, grinds the hardest, is smart, and is going to give himself the best possible shot with everything that he's given.
Mago, the two kind of qualities that stand out for somebody like this, and I'm just curious, like, if this is what you feel is, particularly reading your article, is one, he catches everything that's thrown to him. So he's got excellent hands, plucks everything out of the air. And then the next thing is he has the ability to get open, which is not always the easiest thing to do. I mean, to me, you don't have to run the fastest straight line, especially if you play slot. Can you get open fast? And it feels like those are his best two attributes is he gets open fast and he catches everything thrown to him. Would you agree?
Yeah. I mean, those are qualities that are pretty sought after in a wide receiver, right, Ted?
Yep.
Especially yep. on this team, where I think what's interesting here is, especially talking to his college coach, he was very frank about he does not have the measurables that you look for, say, at the combine or pro day. He doesn't run a 4.4 40-yard dash. He's not 6 feet tall. He doesn't have the catch radius of even somebody like Cooper Kupp. But he has this way of being open all the time. He has this way of when the ball comes to him, he catches it. And it's, you know, if you look at him from his college profile, sure, he played at an FCS school, but his college coach said he was the guy who was targeted all the time. Like, he was the guy who drew the pressure. He was the number one receiver, and he still finishes with almost 4,000 yards in his college career. And so I think there's something about it where people who look at how analytics in sports go, and I know this is always a hot topic, especially around baseball season, like, okay, you can time how fast a guy runs. Speed is everything with receivers right now. You can do the vertical jump. You can do the three cone test. But then sometimes there are guys who are just open. They just understand space. And that's something that it sounds like at least this guy has.
Megan Ottolini, WEEI superstar, joining WEEI Afternoons here with Dan Ball, Ted Johnson, your old pal Nick Fitzy-Stevens. That was my favorite thing about this. It was mentioned time and again. You know, phrases, quotes that you got from these guys, Mego, like, he checks every box and then some. Doesn't have the height. natural talent. I think the thing that will probably work to his favor is the work ethic, which is detailed in the piece as well, and the fact that he understands space. And I think, did you get a feel? I know that Bumpus said in the piece, like, the Patriots would be crazy not to put him on the roster. Did you get a feel also from his college coach that he has pro-level talent, or does he still think he has a ways to go to crack an NFL roster and make a difference?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
His college coach, Aaron Best, was so refreshing because I kind of specifically asked that. I said, it sounds like he's kind of a polished guy. So what's the ceiling here? And is the ceiling actually at a low point where this is the best that Efton's going to be? Because that's something, like, I'm sure Ted can speak to much better than me, but when you're bringing on a young player, you want to feel like they still have stuff that you can mold with them, especially when they're coming in undrafted. And he was very refreshing, Aaron Best, saying, like, I've never worked in the NFL, so I'm not going to tell you who's a pro-level talent or not. But, like, he's basically up there with it. I'd put him up there against anybody because, again, he just has a way of being that guy on the field. And I think especially for a quarterback, like I saw it in OTAs and even into mandatory minicamp with like somebody like Josh Dobbs, it's kind of like, okay, after a couple of days of this, you just see him turning to that receiver again and again and again, because that receiver is going to make you look good as a quarterback, you know, even if it's a check down, even if it's a really simple route, like if it's a completion, it's a completion. Right. And so I think, like, in terms of pro-level talent, what it remains to be seen is when the pads come on, can he still get open in that space against press coverage? When you're going into joint practices, when Washington's coming to town and you're going up to Minnesota and he gets high-level rep opportunities, is he going to be able to be open the same way? I think that's going to be the biggest challenge for him.
Yep, they're going to test him physically. A lot of receivers can't hack it in the NFL. They play a lot of off coverage in college, and so they can't handle how physical the game is. Quickly, Mago, last question for us. Does he, in your opinion, I'm looking at the receiver roster right now, and they got 9 guys that potentially could make this team. I think they might keep 6. Do you think that Efton Chisholm will be one of the 6 receivers that they keep when it's all said and done?
I do. I know it's very early to be making this kind of proclamation because it's not time for training camp, but since I have the answer today, I say yes. And I think a lot of it will have to do what he's able to contribute on special teams. Got a great punt returner. If they can get Efton in there for kickoff returns, which Marcus Jones doesn't do, I think that's a great spot for him to get on the 53-man roster.
Yeah, we'll see which guys have what kind of influence on him as well. Like we said, he does have an uphill battle to climb. They did guarantee him $259,000 at signing, which is pretty nice paper for an undrafted free agent. And as his high school coach said in Mago's piece, he has great hands and makes great decisions, but he's also used to tackling somebody. So he'll be a gunner. He'll do the dirty work, and he'll be fine. To me, Dan, Ted, that sounds like Mike Vrabel football 101. And I'll be rooting for him and can't wait to see him once training camp starts July 23rd. You can follow her at Megan_Ottolini, read her work at WEEI.com, hear her on the weekends and filling in all over the dial, and of course, a part of the Six Rings and Football Things podcast. Mego, enjoy your first summer weekend. Be well, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, you too, guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.